Luther is willing, I think, to adopt this second way of thinking of how we form our souls, not by practice, not by good works, but by perception. Of course, by which kind of perception? Always with Luther, it's hearing. We hear the gospel and believe it, and that's how Christ forms our souls. It's a little bit the way music or poetry forms our souls, with gladness, especially with gladness, Luther thinks. It changes our feelings and desires and actions. It makes our souls different. It gives them a different shape. Through faith in the gospel, Luther thinks, Christ himself dwells in us and is our righteousness, and this reforms our souls from the bottom up, from the very center. So Luther's view, I think, is both a critique of the Catholic theology of grace and an attempt to achieve some of the goals of the Catholic theology of grace by means of a different set of concepts. He does want a real change in us. Remember, he wants the person to be good before the good works can be good, right? The tree has to be good before there's good fruit. So we have to have a good person before we can have righteous works. And the person has to be really righteous, not just declared righteous, right? But at the very bottom of our souls, we have to be different because of faith. That makes us a good person who can do good works, a good tree that can bear good fruit. That's why you can't do it by practice. You have to hear it, it has to form you, but it has to change you. The righteousness of God through Christ Jesus changes you, makes you different from the very bottom of your soul. And then everything else is different, all the works, all the things you do for the rest of your life. This attempt to do something that Catholics do, but in a different way, using an uncreated notion of grace, makes Luther's theology very similar to Eastern Orthodox theology, it turns out. There's a number of Luther scholars in Finland who are talking with Russian Orthodox scholars who think that this interpretation of Luther as seeing Christ forming us in the soul is something that Luther has in common with Eastern Orthodoxy, not with Roman Catholicism, not with Protestantism, that Luther's theology is in this regard more like Russian Orthodox or Greek Orthodox theology than like anything else. I think there's something to that, and I won't get into Eastern Orthodoxy, but I will mention that this is importantly very different from the way most Lutheran theologians have talked about the doctrine of justification. The standard Lutheran interpretation of Luther is very much a forensic interpretation, which makes it look like John Calvin's. It makes it look like Luther believes that righteousness, the righteousness of Christ, is fundamentally imputed to us, counted to us. We are declared righteous rather than changed from the inside out. I don't find that traditional Lutheran view of Luther very impressive. I don't think it fits the texts. It would never have occurred to me unless I'd read it in the Lutheran theologians. And I think it has a lot of drawbacks. Let me start with the text. Here's an example of Luther talking about imputation, which he does talk about. He says in his commentary on Galatians, Christian righteousness consists in two things, namely faith in the heart and the imputation of God. Faith is indeed a formal righteousness. He's willing to use that Aristotelian term. A form of justice. Faith is indeed a formal righteousness, but there still remains remnants of sin in the flesh, that is, in our fleshly hearts. Therefore, the second part of righteousness has to be added, namely divine imputation, by which our sins are not imputed to us. So we have Christ in the heart by faith, which is our true righteousness, the divine righteousness, the righteousness of God, but we're not thoroughly transformed yet, right? We're going to be transformed from the bottom up, and the more superficial parts of ourselves are still sinful, sin in the flesh, he says. So the sin that still remains in our flesh and in our good works, which are never perfect, never good enough, that sin is not counted against us. So there's the two parts of Luther's doctrine of justification. Real justification, real righteousness is Christ in us, but it hasn't totally transformed us yet. We are still sinners at the same time as being righteous. Remember that one? We're righteous and sinners at the same time. So because we are still sinners, we have to make sure that our sin is not imputed to us, and God does not impute our sin to us for the sake of the mercy of Christ. So there's imputation, but it's not the basis of the doctrine. For Luther, the basis of the doctrine is Christ dwelling in us by faith, forming our hearts.